You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
In American soccer news, we have an update on Sergiño Dest, who will be facing a long stint on the sidelines with a serious knee injury. The details of Dest's injury have yet to be revealed, but this morning, PSV manager Peter Bosch elaborated on the situation, saying, quote, Dest told the group doctor after there was a dead silence, and I think that says it all. It's terrible. Bosch's comments make it even more likely that the injury will keep Dest out of this summer's Copa America, which is a major blow for the U.S. men's national team. Dest is on loan from Barcelona, and Bosch confirmed that PSV is still hoping to sign Dest permanently, even though his injury will keep him sidelined for a while. Michael, Dest was having an amazing season for PSV. Do you think staying at PSV is a good move for Dest?
Absolutely. When you look at what he's done from last season, and even going back further than that, the last half of his time at Barcelona, it was a nightmare situation. And when he goes to Milan, only makes 8 appearances on the season. It just didn't fit. The demand in Italy, the league, the profile of the Milan side didn't fit him. He goes back to his native Netherlands, and he's thriving again. Mm-hmm. Peter Bosch getting the best out of him, not even playing him at right fullback, which is his natural position. He's playing on the left-hand side, and it doesn't matter who you put in front of him. He's still producing. The moment that certified it for me that he should stay at PSV was when in the Champions League against Sevilla. PSV needed a goal. They needed something to get back in the game, and it was Sergiño Dest that provided one of the assists to punch their ticket to the knockout
yeah,
round.
Yeah, I completely agree. In a league where you don't have to defend, it's a really good fit for Sergiño Dest.
Nico is on it today. Like, hey, come on, bro. But he defended in Champions
League. Me with all dykes?
He defended in Champions
League. Against Arsenal, hey. He defended really well.
You can say that about the whole team.
I like this, yeah. Nico.
You're going to pin that all on Sergiño Dest?
Equate what you see. Let's really be honest.
That was unexpected.
Is that not the reality?
He's right. He doesn't have to defend.
When you win a league, you're scoring 4 goals per game. It feels like...
Nico.
For the Dutch league, Sergiño Dest needs to find an intermediary step between the Dutch league, the best team in the Dutch league that wins, it's been too easy for PSV, versus like something like Serie A, or maybe just give another go in Spain, not at the Barcelona level, but yeah. I want to see him develop his game defensively, because he has all the potential. Offensively, without a shadow of a doubt, he is unbelievable, and I trust him. Defense, he's a fullback. He needs to defend as well.
Yeah,
and if he can find a middle step between the best teams in Serie A, the best teams in La Liga, to brush up that quality.
There is not enough that he does offensively that you could say, okay, defensively, we'll take that he's not that great. The one comparison I'll give, Trent Alexander-Arnold. He brings offensively is so much that you could say defensively, okay, you let it go. But still... Trent is good defensively. So I'm a big Trent fan.
Let me say this.
I'm with Nico. Some people like to be comfortable. Some people like to challenge himself. If he wants to be comfortable, stay in Holland. If he wants to challenge himself, say, you know what? Let me give it a go again in Serie A. Let me give it a go in La Liga. Let me give it a go. Maybe let me try the Premier League where I'm going to get tested, where I'm going to be pushed. Best players in the world challenge themselves. If he wants to develop, like, I agree with you.
I think this conversation takes a massive turn with the injury.
Thank you.
Let's just say it's an ACL, right? He's going to have limited options.
He's going to have to stay there.
But if we would have been having this conversation about Dest a week ago, I'd still feel the same way.
So I love that the mate has spiked up to nuclear levels and we're buzzing about this. I love that the cigar smoke is fuming right now.
What's
cigar? But guys, he's playing at a club where his confidence is back, right? His confidence was at bottom level before he got to PSV. Let him stay another season. And then this is a conversation.
Right. I'm sorry.
He's going to get Champions League football.
Michael.
He's a team that made it to the knockout round.
Michael.
I think he should stay at this club.
Okay.
And continue to ply his trade, Michael, and get that confidence back.
This is part of being a professional football player. This is what comes with it. It's not an easy journey. Mm. There's many difficult times and periods. Deal with it. If you don't want to deal with it, don't become a professional football player. If it was that easy, everyone would become of it. This is part of your job.
Nice.
Deal with it wherever league you are. Confidence is low. Boo-hoo, get the violin out. Loads of players go through it.
Nigel, I will say this, and I'll end on this before we go to break. Maybe the jet lag.
Get the violin out.
Amnesia definitely hits us all on morning footy.
So I guess all your Man United players have a confidence
issue. Let's leave them out of this.
There you go.
We already did Ten Hag.
Pick and choose.
But let's not forget, this was a guy that played well at Barcelona in his first season. He played well at Barcelona in his first season. Did we forget that?
I'm not disputing that. Listen, I like Sergio Dest. I think he's got talent, but I'm with Nico. He needs to challenge himself.
He played well with a manager who really wanted him, because it was Ronald Koeman, who really wanted him for the Dutch national team, and he said no to the Netherlands, and he went to the U.S., so he's like, you know what, I'll at least have him for Barcelona. And Barcelona, he played well in a Barcelona that was bang on average. Koeman got fired, and the moment Koeman gets fired, Sergio Dest wasn't playing that well. They were playing him out of position at right wing, and it wasn't even sustainable. So much so that he had to find a move out.
Nico, I'll just put a bow on it. For me, Sergio Dest, I like him. I want him to challenge himself. I personally feel, my opinion, if he stays there, he's comfortable. I want him to challenge himself to get to that next level.
He's challenging himself right now.
Wow, it's a shame you guys don't have any opinions on this. Sergio Dest. My goodness, boring. Yawn, snooze fest. I'm kidding. That was fun. That was good. Nico, I think these guys are a good influence on you.
Yep.
That's good. I'm seeing a different side.
Hey, yeah, a home run. He came out swinging.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.